Well, MSP Catholic, as you may have heard, as you may know, is a hub for Twin Cities Catholics to find all sorts of events, groups, and enrichment right here within the Archdiocese. Adding on to their extensive lists of resources, they've created a new series available on their social media pages called Seven Signs of a Spiritual Life, which features seven signs of a healthy prayer life and how you can grow deeper. Joining us today to share more are Tim Cahill, founder and editor of MSP Catholic, and Ben Mulderink, video producer for the series. Tim, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, very good. And Ben, it's good to have you with us. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Wonderful. Thank you both for joining us. So the topic of spirituality seems to be on the rise these days. You know, we hear it time and again where folks will describe themselves as spiritual, maybe even spiritual rather than religious. So, Tim, how do these things, being spiritual and religious, intertwine rather than exist separately?
Yeah, I think actually your introduction really hit it well, is that do you need the shot in the arm of kind of a reminder of some of these things? I feel like a lot of times in the church, we are very good about doing the practicals. We are very, very good at doing the day-to-day, the church benefits and things like that. And we kind of forget that what we're doing here is actually having a relationship with Christ. So this series is kind of going through those different aspects of a spiritual life. I can break those down too. Otherwise, people can definitely watch the videos, and we have some more information on mspcatholic.com about that, about what each of those things are. But it's important that people remember that these things are actually core of what we're doing, and that these things are important. And as we break them down, we want to actually make them not just a philosophical concept, but how you can incorporate these things into your life. Because these are really the things that Christ has laid out for us. These are the things to do to grow in relationship with Christ to and help build his kingdom on earth.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. I like it. So, Tim, why don't you, do take us into a little bit of the Seven Signs series. And where did it come about? What were the ideas behind it?
Yeah, so the original basis for this was actually a talk given by a former SPO missionary, Joe Masick, who is part of the video with us, or does two videos, and is now the executive director for the Cana Family Institute. So he gave a talk at an SPO banquet or an SPO event a couple years ago, and comparing the biological life, the signs of biological life, to the signs of spiritual life, and kind of making that analogy there. So it's really easy to understand. It's really easy to look at and say, like, okay, I know that when I know what it means to breathe and respirate, okay, how does that play into prayer? Things like that. So we brought up the idea, and it was seminarian Nick Vance, who actually writes for MSP Catholic, is one of our bloggers. I said, hey, this would be an awesome blog series. Let's do it. And then I opened my big mouth and said, let's make a video series about it. And then a couple months later, here we are with Ben, who is just a phenomenal videographer and editor who actually helped us tell the story in such a beautiful way. Nice. Just to go over on the seven signs that Joe talks about in his talk, we base off everything off of are it's respiration, so prayer, movement, which is works of charity, sensitivity, just openness and attentiveness to the Holy Spirit, growth, it's cultivating a life of virtue, nutrition, so it's scripture, spiritual reading, excretion, spiritual combat, confession, and reproduction, which is evangelization.
Wow. Okay. We need the rest of the program just to talk about all these.
That's no, what we're it's videos for. That is what we've made some awesome videos for.
Exactly. It's fascinating, and I want to get into it. I want to dive into it more deeply. But first of all, Ben, let's get to know you a little bit. So tell us how you got started, even in the whole realm of doing video production. How'd you get started with that?
Yeah, I've been doing video production for quite a long time here, and it's always been a culmination of all my passions. You know, audio production, video production, photography. It all kind of culminates into telling great stories and really moving people and making an impact in people's lives, which is pretty awesome. So, I've been doing it for a while and just trying to serve businesses and nonprofits and really creating, like I said, impactful content that actually people want to watch, which is obviously a pretty big challenge. But with this Seven Signs series, I saw the vision and I really was excited about it, talking with Tim, and we talked about like the style that we wanted to go for. We really wanted like a cinematic look, and Tim did a great job of assembling all kinds of talent and finding all kinds of amazing locations for us to shoot. So you know, it was like ripe for the picking for me, you know, as a cinematographer, to just go there and try and make something that's really powerful, you know?
Right. Right. And let's face it. I mean, video is powerful these days. It captures us. It brings us in. And kind of what I was talking in the intro about not doing something for mere just fun or entertainment or comfort, but rather this is doing something to help us dive more deeply into our relationship with the Lord and into prayer. So why don't you give us a little bit? I'm on your front page right now. And Ben, let's start with you. Right there, Seven Signs Part 2 is right there on the homepage of mspcatholic.com. Take us a little bit into this particular video. What went into filming this and putting this video together?
Yeah, this was great. Father Mark was really great to work with. He gave me lots of great content to edit and work over. But working at the cathedral, you know, is where we filmed that second episode. And obviously, it's a beautiful location. So again, it's just there's so much beauty in the church, and it's such an honor to be able to try and, you know, capture that. I really liked what he had to say. In fact, he talked about, you know, respiration and how that relates to prayer. So for me, you know, I'm always using my words when I'm praying. I'm breathing out. But he points out that it's a simple idea that we need to also breathe in. We need to listen to God. We need to, you know, take in, you know, his word and receive him. So that was really cool. Tim, you got anything to add to that?
Yeah, I think one of the opportunities we had with this whole series, and we'll get to the second one in a second, is that these topics are not terribly complicated. There's a lot there, but the intro level for so many people is really not all that deep. And so we wanted to be able to like share that in such a beautiful way. And as you said in your intro, we are blessed with so many amazing people here in the Archdiocese who are extraordinarily talented in a lot of these specific areas. And we're also blessed with so many beautiful locations. And so it's been really fun to be able to feature all these great people and these buildings. And the cathedral is kind of a perfect combination of that, of how do you feature such a beautiful building that so many people see, but maybe don't see the spiritual sides of it. If they're not a parishioner, they're not going to mass, if they're just touring around, they don't see the different statues, they don't see the different meanings throughout. And so in kind of listening to the talk and seeing some of those things at the same time, that's what we really tried to capture. Is that all these videos in the cathedral just made that made Ben's job really easy on capturing that footage, made our job overall really easy to tell a great story that brought people in. And then Father Mark had all the great content to actually give people opportunities to start off on a strong prayer life.
All right. And so I'm just curious too, has the filming been done for all of the Seven Signs already? You're still in the midst of, in the process.
We are done. We've been done for a little bit. We want to make sure that they're all edited and put together and told a cohesive story. And that we made sure that we didn't say anything silly throughout the process. So they are done, and they are being released once a week for the next, I think now 5 weeks or so. So kind of leading us right into Lent, which is a little bit interesting that we're starting with kind of evangelization right as we go into Lent, kind of a more joyful topic versus a little bit more somber time. But at the time of how it worked out, we kind of launched it right around the first couple weeks of the new year.
Yeah. Now, Ben, you mentioned editing, and I know that editing can be a thankless and tiresome job to sort through, especially, as you said, when people give you all sorts of great usable content, as you said, Father Mark did. And I'm just curious, too, as you're doing all this editing, as you're listening to the things over and over again, and as you're piecing these things together and putting all the production into it, any one of the seven signs that really seemed to strike you personally that you really resonated with?
Yeah, you're right. I listened to each of these about 100 times as you're editing it, you know, not just to make it look great, but also to make sure that it's engaging. And definitely, like I said, Father Mark just came out talking about breathing. That I've come back to think about time and time again. I could also point out to Dr. Boyle is coming up soon, probably in 3 weeks, and he really talked about how becoming virtuous is an important part of growing, you know, so I think about that video a lot as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about you, Tim? Any particular one that really has stood out to you?
Yeah, I think all of them were amazing. All the people that we got to work with were just incredible to sit and watch them speak. We came and gave a list of bullet points, essentially, of like, these are the topics, this is what we want to go with. And it was just a conversation between me and the person speaking of like, how can we talk through some of these things? And seeing a master at work talking about the area that they are an expert in was incredible. The thing that once stuck out to me, though, was the one that actually comes out this Wednesday. So it's Movement, it's Works of Charity, with Hazel Jordan, who started a street ministry group at St. Thomas. And right as we were about to start, filming, we had all the camera stuff, we're in front of the cathedral, we're going to be outside, all this great stuff. And a man comes up to us and says, "Hey, anyone got a dollar? I need something for the bus." And it was such an interesting moment for us to say, "Hey, we're going to go do this entire video about Works of Charity. And right at this moment, someone's going to come up and ask for charity." And actually just watching Hazel, I both wish that we were able to record this, and I'm glad that we didn't at the same time, because it was such a humbling moment, I think, for all of us. We had just finished praying at the start of this the shoot. No cameras are rolling, but it was just a testament to, like, this stuff is real. This stuff is everything we're talking about, Movement being one of the few that is very physical, but all of these things are so very real, and that was a really good reminder for me as we kind of go into all of this entire project. So that was a really cool moment for me.
So, Tim, let me ask you this, since you've obviously been pouring a lot of work into this and looking for hopefully offering this as a way to encourage the faith of the faithful, and maybe for some of them who aren't yet to that point of being in a relationship with the Lord, it could be something that's engaging for them as well. What are your specific thoughts? What are your prayers when it comes to what kind of fruit this video series might bear?
Yeah, we kind of went for a very general overview, if you will. Some of them get into a lot of the deep details, at least scrape at the topics, and you just can't with some of these topics, especially spiritual combat and confession being one that really sticks out. My hope for the whole project, though, is that it either reawakens inside people this desire to grow closer to the Lord, this desire to engage in the different ways that the Lord is calling them to grow, be it building a bigger life of virtue, diving into spiritual reading and scripture, just how can people continue to know Christ? And so that's people who are like Ben and myself, who are involved in the church and doing stuff, but we just need a reminder. And it was a great experience for me just to go through all of this and be like, yep, this is why we do all these things. Mm-hmm. I also hope that based off, again, just the quality of it and how we've put this together, that it captures, if someone just randomly sees it on YouTube, they see it on social media, someone shares it, it looks good enough that they're interested. And that's kind of the hook. That is the hook that we want people to come in and say, looks, maybe it's entertaining, maybe it's insightful, maybe it just looks nice. And hopefully then the content keeps them. So that's my prayer overall, is that the Lord does what he will with this series. I think we put in some good effort in this, but we can't actually bring people closer to him. Only he can.
Ben, kind of same question to you. I mean, what are your hopes and being on the video production side of all of this? I mean, as Tim just indicated, obviously sometimes just the appearance of a video can draw people in or push them away. What are your hopes for what these videos accomplish in people's lives?
Yeah, great question. Obviously, with video production of any kind, having a goal in mind is pretty important. Obviously, education is a big part of that, teaching people, reminding them, refreshing them in their spiritual life, but also getting people to pay attention to MSB Catholic, and it seems to be working already, which is really, really awesome, because MSB Catholic, goal is to get in front of all young Catholics in the Twin Cities and really, guide them to their parish, guide them to events that are happening. So to just get that attention is also, I think, an important part of the mission for the series.
You know what I like about that is that it's a very realistic goal. Like, you're not shooting it out there so that, every knee will bend in the archdiocese so much, which that's the Lord's work, but he uses all of us for that. And it's a very realistic and attainable goal, and I'm glad to hear that the fruits are already starting to come in. Well, only a few seconds left here, gentlemen, but I did want to give you an opportunity to share a little bit about where we can find out more about you. Ben, let's start with you. If people are interested in connecting with you and maybe other things that you've done with your video production company, where can they find you on the web?
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. You can find me at workday8, that's the number 8.com, and I really work with small and medium-sized businesses with video production. So feel free to reach out. I'd love to talk to anybody who's interested.
Great. And Tim, how about you and MSP Catholic? How can people find these videos as well as many other resources that you offer?
Yeah, so the main one would be mspcatholic.com. Everything will be posted there. Links, the video right on the home screen. We'll update that every week as the new one comes out. Otherwise, they're on YouTube. So YouTube, MSP Catholic, just search for our channel there. Facebook, Instagram, we've got links to all over the place. We do also have a newsletter that goes out, or will start going out soon. We've kind of taken a pause through the winter here just to revisit that, but that should go start going out soon. And that will be weekly updates, news, events, and content like this right in your inbox every Thursday.
Wonderful. Well, Tim Cahill, Ben Muldering, excuse me, we are grateful for your time that you've spent with us today. God bless you and your continued good work.
Thank you. Thank you for having us on.
MSPCatholic.com is that web link again. Next up on Practicing Catholic, do you want to give your spouse something personal and meaningful for Valentine's Day? Something that will last a lifetime? We may have just the thing for you. We'll be right back.